Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me on this Thanksgiving Day, my 12th consecutive live Thanksgiving Day program. And hopefully, God willing, there'll be a dozen more and maybe even more. Who knows? I'm glad you're here, and I hope you're having a safe and happy Thanksgiving. I want to encourage you to be safe today. If you're moving around, if you're driving, of course, if you're walking, look both ways. But if you're driving, give me 5 miles an hour. Slow down 5 miles an hour. Whatever you're planning to drive, back off just 5 miles an hour. It could be the difference. It could save lives. Heck, it could save my life. You won't run over me. And so slow down just a little bit, folks. You got on a day like today, you really got nowhere to go and all day to get there. So take your time. Leave a little bit early. Bob Dylan Snyder is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Bob's an old friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, one of the smartest guys I know, the founder of the Dylan Snyder Group, which is a public relations firm out of the great city of New York and with offices in other parts of the world. And he's the author of a number of books, very important books, including the most recent one, Power and Influence. And he's, as I say, our good friend, Bob Dylan Snyder. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's great to be on the show. You're not going to have 12 more shows. You're going to have 36 more shows.
I hope so.
Then we'll talk about it.
Right, there you go. Well, you know, thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you, too. You know, Bob, I think you're like me. One of the things I'm thankful for, I'm thankful to my parents for teaching me the nobility of work.
No,
your parents did the same thing, didn't they?
No question about it. My dad got up early in the morning. My dad went to bed late at night. My dad made the breakfast, the coffee. My mother and dad worked their selves to the bone every day. And that's what we're going to have to do in the next couple of years, because we're facing a period that is not going to be the easiest period. We will get through it. The United States will come through it well. It's going to be positive, but we're going to have to really put our keisters in the air and our heads down and work.
Are we in a period where it's difficult for some people? Do you think some people are finding it difficult to be thankful today?
I think that's right. I think a lot of people feel they should be thankful. We should all be thankful.
Yeah.
Because we're very, very lucky to be in this country. Just look at what's happening in India today and think about that for a while. Think about the fact.
In case you don't know it, folks, there was a terrorist attack in Mumbai yesterday in India, and a bunch of people were killed. And this was a well orchestrated, well executed terrorist attack on half a dozen, I think, Bob, terrorist locations in Mumbai, and apparently with maybe some loose ties to radical Islam. I'm not sure exactly, but anyway, that's what Bob's talking about.
And it's still going on. If people just listen to the news after this show, they must listen to this show. But after the show, listen to the news, they'll find out more about it.
Yeah, the siege is still going on. Go ahead, Bob.
No, but the Russian market is down 71%. Japan is in recession. Germany is in recession. Italy is in recession. Argentina is in recession. Iceland has failed. They're in bankruptcy. We're still afloat in this country. So
yeah,
we have a lot to be thankful for, but we better make sure we do what we have to do to make sure the future is what it should be.
Well, you know, Bob, there are some fundamental things that I fall back on. I call them my default things to be thankful for. I'm a small business owner, as are you, and I can tell you, and my audience has heard me say this many times before, and that's that I've been through all the. There aren't too many things that could befall a small business owner that I haven't had befall me, and I've had some days where, you know, you've heard people say, you know, I didn't know if I was going to make it the next day. Well, I've had times where I didn't know if I was going to make it the next hour,
right?
In my small business, and perhaps you have too, and what I've done when I've done the little drill that I do for myself is I try to find something to be thankful for. In the middle of July or September, whenever, I try to find something to be thankful for whenever things are like that. And it's what sustains me. It's what helps me to get through those. And so the first thing I do, Bob, if I think I'm not going to make it, I call my kids and check on them.
That's
and,
so smart.
And if they're okay, Bob, Nothing else matters. Everything else is baloney.
That is so smart to do that. I will adopt that process because I don't do that, and I will start doing it now. What I normally do when I'm under pressure like this is I just take a moment, I take a deep breath, and I say a prayer, and I say to God, thank you for what you've done for me.
Yep.
That's what I do.
I do that too, and there's one other thing that I've learned, Bob, and I'm a Christian, folks. I have a faith life, and perhaps you do. And Bob, what I say is I just in my prayer I say, reveal to me what I should be doing. Not don't change things for me. Don't make it different for me. I'm not asking for stuff. Just reveal to me what my next step should be. It's amazing how things get revealed to you when you do that, isn't it?
It is. I'm saying a prayer right now for my alma mater, Notre Dame, that's going to get screened by USC this weekend.
I'm glad we have our priorities straight today, Bob. Hold on to that thought. Bob Dillenschneider, ladies and gentlemen. Robert L. Dillenschneider is the name on the books. The last one is called Power and Influence. Bob Dillenschneider, available wherever books are sold. He and I will be right back. We got a lot more to be thankful for after these messages. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. I hope you'll check those out. Use them to your advantage. We're celebrating Thanksgiving with our good friend Robert Dillenschneider. Bob is our good friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Whether you know it or not, he's your friend too, because he works every day to help be to help the marketplace and the economy and our society be as high quality as it can be. He's written so many books on quality subjects, such as a book, one of my favorites, called A Time for Heroes. Bob, I still love this book, and I appreciate it. Of course, your new book is called Power and Influence. And Bob, we're talking about being thankful, and I really think that at a time like this, where let me back up a second. Whenever things are going really well, Bob, we have a tendency to kind of be proud of ourselves. We know we look back on, we think on how did we get this far? How do we have this much? How did all this happen? We have a tendency to say, well, obviously it's because I'm so smart. And right. when things get tough, you know, we look around and we have an opportunity to reflect on things a little bit differently. And I think sometimes these cycles that we go through, Bob, I think are a way of sort of bringing us back to reality. What do you think?
I think you're right. I think it's nature's way. I would prefer not to go through the cycles. We've had a great run in the United States. It's been fantastic for the last 40 years. We've had a little ups and downs, but we've had a great run. We are not going to have a great run for the next 2 or 3 years. And this is a time when everybody on the air listening to this show, everybody that is in America needs to figure out what they have to do to survive.
What do you think that's going to look like?
Well, I think we're going to see stores closing. We're going to see a lot of people out of work. We're going to see crime increase because people need to figure out a way to put bread on the table. So those things are going to happen. Having said that, you mentioned a time for heroes. This is a time for heroes. This is a moment where serious people are going to step up to the plate and be successful going forward and lead us out of this problem that we're in.
Well, one of the things for sure, Bob, is that we know our history. We know the intrinsic value of America and Americans, our physical assets and our mental and patriotic and emotional assets. We know what those are. And we know that those things are we're able to put those things to good use, and so we know where we're going to wind up. And so if you and I and we all agree that we're going to come out of this on the other side, then the idea is to say, okay, what can I do in the meantime to make sure that this is that whatever we're going through, I'm preferring to call it whatever we're going through right now, instead of any particular name. I think if we think about it like that, it gives us a goal to make an imprint on this in our own way, for every business owner to say, okay, I'm going to contribute what I can, you contribute what you can, and we'll get out of this thing.
I think you're right, Jim. Here, I think, is a very specific thing we need to do, very specific. our kids have never been through this kind of period
That's
before.
Right.
We have. Most kids who are Indians and who are Chinese and who are educated here in the United States are going back to India and China, and they're hungry. They want to advance their countries. I understand that, and I respect it. We got to make our kids hungry. We got to get them to understand what it takes to survive and succeed in the world today. And that's a big, big challenge, because right now our kids are not hungry. We got to figure out a way to make that happen.
Well, see, you and I have had a pretty charmed life compared to a lot of people in the world, Bob. In our lives, we're in the same generation basically, and but at least you and I grew up we were raised by parents who'd gone through the Great Depression, who'd gone through the Great War, and so we had those memories told to us.
My mother and dad understood, Jim, what it was like to go without any meals a day,
and
they did what they had to do to survive, and that's what's going to take coming forward. We better gird ourselves for this. This is going to be a big and tough period ahead.
But Bob, I do want to ask you this question. I've heard a few people use the term depression. And Bob, I reject that out of hand. I don't think anything that we're looking at right now, notwithstanding some calamitous event like some terrorist getting an atomic bomb or something, notwithstanding something like that, when I think back, when I look back on what I think I know about what caused and what perpetuated the Great Depression of the 1930s, nothing that I see looks anything like that. What do you think?
We are not going to have a depression. We're going to have a slight recalibration. Our unemployment might get into the middle teens. It's not going to get to 30%, but it won't get to 30%. We are going to have the stock market come back. That's probably going to happen in the third quarter of next year. And life is going to be better again. It might not be the same, but it's going to be better again. But the trick right now is to understand what's out there and to work as smart as you possibly can, and to not try to take advantage of your fellow man, but to support your fellow man.
Right.
That's it.
Exactly. Don't just be about what's in it for me. What's in it? What could be in it for my neighbor?
That's exactly right.
Yeah, I think that's a good thought. Bob, we're going to take a quick break, folks, in a few seconds. And Bob, when we come back, I want to get your thoughts on what we have to do. One of the things I'm concerned about as we move into this new era, and I do believe it's a new era, is the government has gotten very much entrenched in our marketplace. How do we get the benefit of that and get them back out? And I want to get Bob's thoughts on that. We come back after these messages. 10 till the hour, ladies and gentlemen. I'm very thankful for my friend, Bob Dylan Snyder. 10 till. Stay with us.
Tonight's the time for all your tears. Your heart may be broken tonight.
Are you reeling in the years? Slowing away the time.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging around with us. Thanks for being part of my day. Happy Thanksgiving, ladies and gentlemen, as we continue to broadcast our 12th annual live Third Thanksgiving Day program. Bob Dylan Schneider is our guest. Robert L. Dylan Schneider, the author of the new book, Power and Influence, and also A Time for Heroes, also Moses, CEO. Another one is 50 Plus. Another one is The Critical 14 Years of Your Professional Life, on and on. So many books he's written, so many important books. Bob, again, thank you for your contribution to our marketplace and our society.
Jim, it's great to be on the show. We've got a great period ahead of us, and I would say the first 4 months of 2009 are going to really define the next generation. We've got to be very vigilant, very active.
Tell us what you mean by that.
Well, I think that Obama and the Democratic Congress are going to drop a lot of bills in the hopper, and that's fine. That's appropriate. That's what should happen. But we need a vigorous debate. We need a vigorous two-party system to debate what's going to happen here, because we do not want to be handed a platter of things that are not going to work.
Do you think Barack Obama is enough of a pragmatist, enough of a realist, enough of an intellectual person to realize that he can't let the people on the left who supported him take over his administration?
I think he is.
Is he showing those signs?
I think he is, but I think he's putting in place a lot of the people that created a lot of the problems we have. And a lot of the people coming in are old hands who have led us to the situation we're in right now. I think
all the change that he talked about is not looking like change right now, is it?
Hasn't happened yet. We're still waiting. And I certainly hope it does happen because the country wants it. The country needs it. Young people are calling for it. We need it in the worst way.
Well, it'll be interesting. There are some things that I'm concerned about, Bob, and that's the government in their effort to bail out some of these companies, not only our government, but governments around the world. They've changed the, if not the ultimate direction of capitalism, they certainly have changed the face of capitalism in the last 6 months, haven't they?
Yeah, very dramatically. In fact, the whole issue of regulation, which is what we're really talking about here, is a big issue. And the assumption is if you regulate somebody, the person you regulate doesn't know what they're doing. And the person who regulates does know what they're doing. Well, that's not the case. So we have a serious problem on the regulation front. Too much is too much.
And so the thing that I've been telling my audience, Bob, is that we're going to have to live with this. Because even when I hear our mutual friend Steve Forbes say that the government needs to be doing some of these things, you know, I got to believe it's the right thing because I sure think Steve's a smart guy. But still, when the government gets in there and they do what they have to do to be beneficial, as citizens, as voters, Bob, we've got to make sure that we let these people know, okay, thank you for your help. We want you to help us, but we don't want you to stay long. We don't want you to start stinking after 3 days. We want you to get in, help us, and get out. What do you think, Bob?
One of the things that has marked American success for the past 200 years has been self-reliance.
Yep.
And self-reliance means you do it yourself with a little bit of help from the outside.
Is that still an American feeling, Bob?
It still is an American feeling. I think that
has it lost some of its edge?
I think it has lost some of its edge, Jim. I think that Americans need to stand up and say they can do it for themselves, and we can't do it for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be a self-reliant people.
That would be one thing, regardless of the proposals and the policies that he sets in place. That would be one thing that I'd like to see Obama do, President-elect Obama do, and that is focus on self-reliance for all Americans.
I would like to see Obama say to Americans, you need to be self-reliant.
Yeah.
I am not going to do it for you. Government is not going to do it for you. You must do it for yourselves. We will be there to help you, but you must be self-reliant.
Do you think he's capable of making such a statement?
At this point, I do not think so, no. I think he's leaning too much on old hands in government, and that troubles me.
Well, I was very excited to see how Americans came out of the closet on this bailout thing back in September and let their elected representatives know how they felt. If that's the kind of behavior we can expect, maybe there's hope for the electorate, Bob.
Oh, there's great hope for the future. America's going to come out of this. We have the highest GDP, gross domestic product, in the world. We're way ahead of everybody else. And the rest of the world, unfortunately, is suffering big time. The Russian market is down 71%.
We've just got to make sure, Bob, that we're not our own worst enemy, don't we?
That's correct. We need to be very smart, very reasoned, very controlled, very self-reliant, and put our heads down, our keisters in the air, and do what Americans have done for many years.
Bob, I'm praying for you and your family, Jan and Jeffrey and Peter, and you, Bob. Thank you for being here. Thanks for all you do for America and the world, actually. And I'm thankful for our friendship.
Happy Thanksgiving, Jim, to you and all your listeners.
Bob Dylan Schneider, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. He'll be back, I promise. I will be too. I got one more hour after this one. We're going to talk a little more Thanksgiving, some things to be thankful for in the next hour. It's 58 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, and this program is for you. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.